Illinois' governor ordered a review of child welfare services after the high-profile deaths of several children earlier this year. As Steph Whiteside reports, that review revealed sweeping problems with the Department of Children and Family Services.
In late March, a child welfare worker visited the family home of 9-year-old Byron Casanova in Johnston City. He and his three siblings weren't removed despite the social worker expressing concerns about the environment. 4 days later, Byron Casanova was dead.
The intake workers there the Tuesday before noted some things in the house and said, you know, that he was a little concerned about the cleanliness of the house.
This is Police Chief William Stark. He says he saw only one mattress for four children and two adults. There was no crib for Byron's infant sister.
When I got there on Saturday, if that's how it looked, I was very concerned about the cleanliness of the house.
Byron Casanova isn't the only child who has died this year.
A report showed that he and his other brother were doing okay inside their home.
By now, you've probably heard the heartbreaking details around Tanasia's death.
Neighbors and former family friends say AJ Friend.
In the span of 3 years, the Department of Children and Family Services investigated the deaths of 102 children who had previously been in contact with the agency. Stark says he didn't know that DCFS was investigating the Casanova family. Stark says police in this small community could have kept a closer eye on the family if they'd known there were concerns about drugs and neglect.
We have confidential sources that we can rely on, and you know, we have neighbors that can talk a lot. We have tools that we can use if we only would know about it, that we needed to put those tools in use.
Stark's speaking out about the case to try and increase communication between child welfare workers and law enforcement. Byron's family had been referred to Intact Family Services. That's a voluntary program to keep children with families while they receive help, but families aren't required to work with them. That's one of the areas examined in a report from Chapin Hall, a policy research center at the University of Chicago. Dana Weiner worked on the report, which came out this May.
Illinois removes fewer kids from their homes than any other child welfare system in the country. So that means that we have a pretty high threshold for removing a child.
That isn't necessarily a bad thing, but the Chapin Hall report said that DCFS workers they talked to didn't think that recommending removal would be supported by courts or supervisors, even in cases where they thought it was appropriate. The report also found that if parents don't want to cooperate with Intact, there is no easy way to refer the case back to investigators for further review.
One of the concerning things that we found is that in those cases, there's no loop or pathway back to monitoring that case or revisiting whether the referral was appropriate.
The Chapin Hall report came shortly after a report from the Auditor General. That report found that between 2015 and 2017, the department investigated 102 child deaths. Those all involved children who died of suspected abuse or neglect and had previously been in contact with DCFS. So, should DCFS be more proactive in removing children from situations where they suspect abuse or neglect? Not necessarily. The Chapin Hall report recommends revisiting removal standards, but others involved in child welfare reform say this needs further study. The department has committed to making many of the recommended changes, Weiner says. A written plan provided by DCFS includes a commitment to changing internal procedures and structures, as well as hiring 43 new investigators. In Johnston City, Stark hopes that future tragedies can be prevented.
Their whole goal is, of course, reunification, is to get the kids back to the parents. I appreciate that. I understand that. I think that it needs to be there. But I think that the child's well-being needs to be looked at before all else.
Byron Casanova's brothers and sister were removed from the home. In June, parents of Byron's classmates began fundraising for a memorial bench in a local park that his friends and siblings can visit to remember him. Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.